Rave Radio. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of AV Insider. As always, I'm your host, Johnny Mota. Today, I have a special guest. His name is Kurt Metzler, and he is the U.S. Sales Director of PowerSoft Advanced Technologies. But before I have him on, as always, I'd like to thank the sponsors of the show. They keep us going here, and we're grateful for that. So, without any further ado, Ingram Micro. They are the world's largest technology distributor, delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. If you head over to ingrammicro.com, that's I-N-G-R-A-M, micro.com, head over there. You can check out some of my previous guests like Sennheiser and Onkyo. If you've been listening to the show, you probably already know that, or maybe you heard me say it several times. But head over to ingrammicro.com, check out some of the product offerings they have. Good stuff for you if you're starting out, or if you're just a long-time guy in the industry. They got some wide range of tools and tricks for your tool bag. Check them out, ingrammicro.com. As I mentioned, Kurt Metzler, he is the U.S. Sales Director of PowerSoft Advanced Technologies. Kurt, thank you for taking the time today.
Thanks for having me on your show, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm excited. I want to learn about PowerSoft.
Cool.
Or more accurately, here at Stateside, I'm told, PowerSoft Advanced Technologies. I'd like to learn a bit more, or everything you can tell me in the next 10 minutes. Go.
Yeah, okay.
No. Let's take a little more time then, I think.
All right.
Give me a little bit general about PowerSoft Advanced Technologies, and then maybe give me kind of your role there at the company.
Okay. So PowerSoft, the company in Italy, was founded in 1995, so it's our 20th anniversary this year.
Nice.
We're celebrating that.
Congratulations.
Thanks. We have all kinds of celebratory things going around the country, around the world, at trade shows and things like that. So you'll see banners and things popping up here and there, probably in advertisements that a lot of your listeners see. But yeah, so 20 years since we started. We are a privately owned, family-run company based in Florence, Italy, which doesn't suck. It's a great place to visit.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, we have two main manufacturing facilities. One is in Bologna, Italy, and the other is Gorizia, Italy. The Gorizia plant is, I think, 75,000 square foot solar-powered plant that makes our modules for our OEM business. And then the Bologna plant is about 65,000 square foot that makes all the rack amps. And that's kind of, and then our headquarters, of course, our offices and our engineering and all that is done in Florence, Italy. Our business is sort of divided up into, I kind of think of it as we have our OEM business, where we have a lot of OEM partners, where we sell mostly modules for, you know, loudspeaker manufacturers, in, both professional loudspeaker manufacturers and some consumer, high-end consumer loudspeaker manufacturers. We also do custom module business for amusement parks, things like that.
Hmm.
Then we have our rack amplifier business for both, you know, pro production side of the world, where, you know, they're used in giant events like the Super Bowl and, you know, all the awards shows and things like that, or your everyday concerts that you go and visit, to installation. Where we have very, you know, integrator-friendly, very efficient, very small, one rack space, two rack space max amplifiers for that. Then we have a couple of interesting technologies that maybe we'll talk a little more about. One's called Deva. That's a multimedia wireless speaker system, not just a speaker system, but it's really a multimedia system that's wireless, solar-powered.
Okay.
And then we have the M-Force technology, which is sort of an evolution of where what was needed for where amplifiers could go but haven't gone yet. So that's something we can talk about as well.
Okay, so just really quick, you got
yep.
There's two main manufacturing plants, but both yes. in Italy, correct?
Yes.
And I'm going to say them wrong probably, but you said one was Bologna?
Yes, in Bologna.
The other one was Gorizia?
Gorizia.
Gorizia. So it was close, but not quite. Okay. Sounds like you've been there, correct?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
So you got one up on me. I've never even been outside of California. I live in... No, I'm just joking. But I don't get well-traveled like some of my guests on the show, and it sounds like it's not a bad place to be. Now, those two plants, are they specific to the OEM side and one of the rack mount side, or how does that work?
Yeah, the OEM side is in the Gorizia one, and installation, the rack mount amplifiers are pretty much done at the Bologna office.
Okay. That's a really good overview of the company in general, but what is your role there? I said it already, but what does that mean?
Yeah, so for me, I'll just try and summarize this fairly quickly for you. I've been in Pro Audio, like probably most of all of your guests, for a long time, or audio, video, for a long time. And I've been hearing about PowerSoft for the last, 10 years or so. I've mainly been working for loudspeaker manufacturers, and PowerSoft is always one of these things. My kind of preconceived idea about PowerSoft was that, it was this, they made these little one rack space blue amplifiers and in Italy, and it was probably, a bunch of little old ladies in hairnets hand soldering the stuff with the, smell of marinara wafting throughout the place. And so my ideas about who PowerSoft was very limited here in the U.S. And that's one of the reasons I'm trying to get on programs like your show and get out and spread the word, is that really nobody in the U.S., very few people in the U.S., relatively few people, I should say, really understand who PowerSoft is and what we do. And so that's what attracted me to coming to PowerSoft, is and this opportunity as the director of sales came up, and in a point where the U.S. is just ready to burst open with PowerSoft sales. Sure. So it made a lot of sense to me to be able to, I love sharing cool technology and stuff with all my friends, and all my friends are audio geeks, and so it just made a lot of sense. So my role is really, heading up U.S. sales. We have a rep force, around the country, I head up the U.S. sales, and we have our offices are in Camarillo, California. And we have a service center there. We will be opening up a new service center on the East Coast probably by the end of this year, if not early next year.
Okay.
And again, we're growing very fast, and we have a lot of really cool technologies. And to me, it's just my job is, spreading the gospel. That's it.
Okay, I get it. And has that been doing well? I mean, how long have you been with PowerSoft now doing this role?
Yeah, I started in January of 2014, so about a year and a half.
Okay, and over the last year and a half, has it been perceived well? Because as you mentioned, it's fairly newish, I guess, here stateside. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, it's been around and available, and small groups of people, mainly in the touring world, big production world, have been using large amounts of PowerSoft for high profile events because of one, our sound quality is, pretty amazing, and our efficiency is second to none. And so the word again hadn't been known by anybody until say maybe 8-10 years ago. That's when I started hearing about it, when the company I was working for started thinking about using PowerSoft modules for some of our products. And I was like, who's this PowerSoft company? So and now, their top of the line systems use PowerSoft modules, and a lot of the world's top loudspeaker manufacturers, and I don't mention OEM partners, but they use a lot of them use our modules, and we're very proud of that.
Okay, so I'll just get those OEM partners later, and I'll tweet it after the show. We won't do it live. No big deal. So would it be a good guess maybe to see that maybe you're trying to, I mean, because you're saying touring is probably, it's pretty common is what you're saying, but
sure.
maybe more of the local venues here is maybe trying to get PowerSoft into those venues might be a better goal perhaps, or maybe not necessarily a goal, but like maybe where you're aiming to here stateside? Because
yeah, there's a huge growth there. That's exactly what I saw. Again, we'd been fairly well established in the high-end rental market, but very not very well established in the consulting world and system integrator world. They're familiar with their regular go-tos, but we're very advanced in our technologies. So for me, it's been I spend a lot of time on the road, again, talking to consultants and design build people and system integrators and getting them to understand what we're capable of. And usually when we leave, they're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea you guys did all this. And that's great. And I can actually, I have a spreadsheet that I carry around. It's really great that I freely share with the consultants and anybody who really wants it, where you can basically prove to people that in your design, your system, let's say you've got, I've got 100 speakers and I need to have 1,000 watts delivered to each one of them, and I need them at four ohms. And you basically enter the parameters of how many days a year the system's on, how many hours a day the system's on, what the load is, the speakers, how many speakers you need to deliver power to, and then you hit go. And basically every amp manufacturer's amplifier that is capable of meeting that criteria will pop up. So just on that sense, it's a great tool because, even a consultant maybe has to offer two or three different manufacturers. He can instantly save time with this spreadsheet and say, oh, well, here's all the amps from everybody that they'll meet the criteria of what I'm designing to. And, but we will, virtually always, win out on the efficiency. So basically, if you defined, a church that uses a system like a rock and roll church that uses the system a lot, and maybe it's on maybe 150 days a year, you total up how many hours it is, and it basically shows you the cost of their investment, including the cost of per cooling for 1,000 BTUs. All that stuff due to their zip code, and you can come up with a total investment over that time. And so it's a great way to show somebody, hey, you might say that buying our amp in this case may be slightly more expensive than buying XYZ other amp, but look at it within a year or a year and a half or half a year, we've already paid for it in the energy that you're saving.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so that's a tool I like to show people and get out there.
A little green AV knowledge there. That's always good to know. I think here in California, especially, people are really asking for that kind of stuff, or at least the state of California, whether that's coming from, who knows, phantom loads, right? Where, some sort of what I like to refer to as vampire loads, where it's sucking power from somewhere, but you don't know where, and trying to load shed and things like that. And, if you can save power and longevity over X amount of time, why not pay a little bit more if you're going to save that power and get it back?
Exactly. Yeah, we just need to make one that produces water for you guys in California. That's the only thing we don't have.
I can't remember who was talking to one of my previous shows. I think they're in Colorado. I'm like, look, we just need a little pipeline. You guys can shovel the snow into it, and it'll melt on its way down here. And, give me some of that flood that you guys got going on or whatever. We'll take it. So the spreadsheet is a great tool, I would say, to be successful to, here's what you're going to get, right? Here's amplifiers that can drive them, be successful in this over longevity.
Sure.
In a year, this is what you're saving. And the saving, I think, is key. So that's basically the question I always get, like, well, what's my ROI? Well, here it is, in 1 year.
Yeah.
Here it is in 1 year. You pay for this upfront, but in 1 year, this is what you're saving.
Yeah.
And ideally, I think everyone now is asking more and more about, what's my ROI? I'm spending X amount with you. What am I getting back? Aside quality equipment, if you will.
Sure.
They want the numbers in terms, they want a dollar symbol. They want to know, okay, well, what does this mean for me in the long run? In 1 year, in 2 years, in 2 months, tomorrow, what is this going to cost me?
Yeah.
And that's great. And I mean, I'm glad that you have a tool that sounds like that you put together.
Well, yeah, Power, we put it together, and it's based on everybody's published data, basically.
Sure. Yeah, so, and that's great. I mean, it's a sales tool. You want to get your product out there. That's only going to help you on the design phase. I mean, you want to be in there on the design phase.
Absolutely.
Now, so someone listening right now, okay, so your job is to get more of these systems out there. Someone listening right now, how are they going to hear your product? What, I mean, is there a place that, you know, okay, this is what, you know, PowerSoft is presenting and compared to brand X or Y or whoever? Is there some sort of other tool, audio tool, if you will, to get a little hands-on experience? Do you just train your dealers to, you know, come to, you know, not Italy, obviously, but...
Yeah, so we have, well, we have taken people, I have been able to take certain key people to Italy as well. But
sign me up for that.
Which is a nice, a nice bonus. But in general, I mean, again, we have a rep force, a very great, very good, strong rep force out across the country that has samples, and we're happy. We love to do comparisons with other manufacturers, because people are surprised. We do a lot of things that others don't. People when they hear our amps, they're kind of, wow, that sounds a little different. And then they start thinking about it, and we start talking about what they're hearing that's different. And you know, we have things like variable damping on our amplifiers that make a huge difference.
Sorry to cut you off, but what does variable damping mean?
Basically, you can adjust how quickly or how sloppy the transducer will react. The amplifier controls the transducer, the speaker, obviously, but how quickly it responds or not responds. Sometimes you want a little more slop in like a subwoofer. Maybe it's a place that plays, you know, a dance club thing, and you want it really, it's a reggae club or something, and you want to have a lot of slop. Maybe it's a pristine performing arts center where everything is as you want, as natural as possible. You can tighten it up so it's responding exactly to like it would be. The impulse response is much quicker, and it's responding much more naturally.
Okay.
So and other things like we can take that and compensate for impedance loss over long distances of cable. So you can, through our software, you can look at, if you say you have an old installation somewhere, it could be a stadium, could be a church, could be a performing arts center, where the amp room is a fair distance away from where the subwoofers are. You especially notice it in the low frequency, that's where you're really going to hear it. And the subwoofers are, you know, 100 feet, maybe in a stadium, 400 feet away, and there's long cable runs. In something like that, we have a tool in our software where you can actually, you ask what gauge cable is running, you know, it's 12 gauge, 10 gauge, something like that, but it's running, and then you estimate the amount of feet it's traveling. Maybe you don't have access to tear up the building and do this for as new, so that's why you have to use the existing cabling that's in there. And you say, it's 300 feet, it's 12 gauge cable, 10 gauge cable, and then it gives you, in the software, it gives you a fader to dial in the amount of compensation you want. And basically, it brings back all the things that you lose in the cable. And it's really impressive to show somebody this when, you know, you could take two subwoofers and put them in front of you, one with a roll of 100 feet of cable and one that's going, you know, 6 feet of cable from the same amplifier, and show them the difference with the, that you can make the 100 feet of cable sound like the 6 feet of cable.
Now, you said that's all that information is given to you in the software to calculate that kind of loss?
Yeah, it automatically does it within the software. You just provide what size wire you got and the distance, and then it gives you basically a virtual fader in your software to dial in where you want it to be, what sounds best to you.
Gotcha. And does PowerSoft provide any sort of education in terms of this software?
Yeah, so dealers? We have both, you know, we have PowerSoft YouTube site.
Okay.
And there's a lot of tutorials on our Armonia software. It looks like Armonia, but it's pronounced Armonia, the accent's on the I.
Okay.
There are many tutorials on that. We also offer around the world sound schools. We'll be having some this year. I don't have any dates I could give you, unfortunately, at this moment, but we have those coming up where we train people on, you know, basic stuff, including our software, and some of it's just general knowledge. So those are things you could keep an eye out for.
Okay.
From our website, probably the best place to look. So.
Okay. What about, now let's talk about, you said you have a few, A few things, like you said, the M software, or is it the M amplifiers?
M Force and Deva. Yeah, and those Deva. Those are two really interesting things. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Oh, let's start with M Force. The first one I messed up.
Okay. No worries. So M Force is something we delivered. Claudio delivered the white paper at AES last March in Berlin. And basically, it's a really, really interesting technology. And what it is it's sort of the evolution of where amplifiers can go. So up to this point, I mean, back from the 1920s, as early as the 1920s, we've been using moving coil transducers. And amplifiers have always been designed to support those sorts of loads. Basically, you know, 4 ohms, 8 ohms, 16 ohms, that kind of thing. And, you know, when it gets down to 2 ohms, people have always been a little scared, you know, that kind of low impedance is, you know, for a traditional amplifier would be dangerous. But for digital switch mode amplification and all the advancements that we've had with that over, you know, the last 20 years, basically, we're able to do much lower impedances very safely. So and deliver a lot more power. So that's kind of the point, is if you can make an amplifier that can support a really, really low impedance, then you can deliver way more power safely to a device. So the only problem is most, you know, speakers, you know, you're gonna get a 4 ohm speaker, maybe a 2 ohm speaker load. 2 ohm speaker loads are common with subwoofers and things like that. So but what about something lower? So what Claudio thought of. Claudio's the brains in Italy. There's a lot of brains in Italy, but Claudio's truly one of the, I feel like he's a genius that just people are just going to find out about in the next few years with all these new things he's got coming.
And what is Claudio's role with the company?
He's basically the head of R&D and you know, his development of all the products.
He's the gentleman putting all the magic smoke into the amplifiers all of my listeners out there are letting out of them.
Yes, exactly. He's put it. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah. So anyway, Claudio's been developing a device that is a little different. It's a moving magnet transducer instead of a moving coil transducer. And what it yields is, besides this low impedance, it's actually 0.25 ohms. So it's a quarter of 1 ohm. Is the load, and people are probably raising their eyebrows right now and going, "Hmm." Yeah. And of course, you have to have amplifiers that can power that without blowing up.
That would be the reference where I was saying some of you guys are letting the magic smoke out of the amplifiers.
That's right.
Don't do that.
So the benefits of this device is it's extremely powerful. If my analogy is, anybody who's been in the speaker business probably knows that you know if a speaker was laying on its back and there's a woofer facing up at you, and even a 15, an 18, even a 21, which is a really powerful motor on the back of that on a traditional moving coil, you know, transducer, you could probably stand on that thing, although that would ruin it, of course, standing on the cone. But if you stood on that, it would probably try and work. You know, if you're running signal into it, and within probably not a very long amount of time, it would probably burn up and die. That's me. I could probably do that with my hand on like a 12-inch speaker fairly easily. Now, with this, this motor actually generates 1,000 pounds of force. So this will lift, you know, 1,000 pounds. With this device.
That's insane.
Yeah, so it's much, much, much more powerful than any type of moving coil transducer could be, because it's not doing that. And it's much more reliable. There's all kinds of nice benefits to this thing. There's zero power compression, extremely low distortion levels. It's actually really, really fast. It's very easy to combine in large arrays to create like wall diaphragms. I mean, it's powerful enough that you could start thinking of this for active noise absorption, things like that, that we're experimenting with. We have various diaphragms that attach to this motor. anywhere from a 22-inch. So we've got a couple of different 22s. We have a couple of different 30-inch diaphragms, and we have a 40-inch diaphragm. And that's actually quite large, larger than we're used to seeing, of course. But we just actually recently had an install that I think I could probably mention that got the first ones in the U.S. of these speakers, because there was just a press release done on, and we just won an Innovate Award for this install. But it's Avalon in Hollywood. John Lyons is the owner of Avalon Hollywood, which is right across from Capitol Records there on basically Hollywood and Vine. And it's a dance club, and he had a lot of wonderful speakers in there, and made by EAW, who also won't mind me plugging this. And John is one of those owners who's been involved in the development of loudspeakers as well, and John's very knowledgeable about loudspeakers. And when he saw this technology, he said, "Man, I gotta have this, and that. This will change the dance club market, because it has 3 to 4 times the capabilities of the best, you know, dual 18s or 21s in a box." So it's space saving. It goes down lower. All kinds of, you know, big benefits, and it's much more reliable. There's very low heat, that kind of thing. So he just basically put in 6 of these devices, the M-Force device with 6 40-inch diaphragms on them, 40-inch cones, we could say, and had some custom subs that EAW developed with partnership with John, and basically has an incredible subwoofer array that replaces a lot of regular traditional speakers, subwoofers that were in there. So he's got 6 subwoofers now that basically, when they tuned them up in January, they had to high pass it because things started falling from the roof. And this is a dance club that's been in operation for many years, but things started shaking loose and coming down. So it had to be high passed. So that's always a compliment in the EDM world. So,
yes, I'm going to say, yeah, that, I'm curious to see if there are a few clubs, if you will, my area that might have some of this stuff. I know there's a place up in San Francisco that got a new sound system, and I didn't really get a chance to peek into it. There's a startup thing I attend every couple of weeks and write about, and one day this audio system changed, and I was like, I wonder what's going on over there. And all I've heard is really good reviews about it, but no one will tell me what they have on stage.
Ah.
So I need to go back there and take a peek for myself.
Cool.
Before we move any further... again, I gotta thank my sponsors. You guys, Ingram Micro, if I hadn't mentioned before in the beginning, which I did, Ingram Micro, they're the world's largest technology distributor, delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. Head over to ingrammicro.com. Check out some of my previous guests. I mentioned Sennheiser, I mentioned Onkyo, a few others, but you're going to have to go back and check my other episodes if you want to know who I'm talking about, or just head over to ingrammicro.com and save that time. You make the call, you can do both if you'd like, but... you let me know. Tell them I said hi. If you mention my name, they might give you a discount. But if they don't, just say you were kidding about mentioning my name. The other thing you mentioned was Deva, correct?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
What is Deva?
So Deva is a revolutionary multimedia unit. Basically, what it is an egg-shaped 22-pound, what is it, about 20 inches high, something like that, multimedia unit. It has, it does video capturing, picture taking, it has multiple sensors, it has a microphone, a presence detector, a tilt sensor, a temperature and pressure measurement. It has an LED light in the front, a very bright LED light that can be, you know, controlled due to maybe the infrared presence detector will trigger it and have it light come on, and a message could be broadcast at that point, reacting to the person who's saying you're not supposed to be in this area, or if it's or this what you're looking at here is the, you know, the Grand Canyon, and this is what you're, you know, whatever the park or whatever wants it to say. Or it could also report, it could send a text message to a surveillance monitoring place. So this both has, it has sort of two functions. One is for basic playback and interaction during the day, where you schedule all the events, things for it to do. It has an FM tuner built in, so it could be broadcasting an FM station, or you could create your own FM broadcast if you wanted. It's a networked system, so you don't just use one of these. You can put a whole bunch of them into a giant mesh network. Did I mention it can be completely solar powered?
Okay, I think you just described the latest version of Terminator, but I'm not sure, because I have all these things, and I'm like, what is going on? It started off with an egg, and it can, like, it's right. Got FM radio, but nobody needs FM radio, because Apple already put that on the internet yesterday.
That's right.
No, solar-powered? What is going on? Tell me a little bit more about that. I'm curious. Does everything.
Yeah, so it's not, like, it's not a huge PA system or anything like that. It's a speaker. It's an 8-inch speaker,
mm-hmm.
and basically for making paging, background music, that sort of thing. So you could think of it, you could put it on parking lot poles,
yeah.
You could put it on a tree, you could put it on a long area where people are, you know, in a park. I've got people, I can't talk about these projects, but I've got people putting them in national interest parks, I would say, where you know, the park rangers could walk up to these things and be able to all of a sudden wirelessly speak, and it would amplify what they're speaking onto to the audience as they walk up. And again, this can be completely wireless, so that kills. And where you really save on something like this is the installation costs, because there's no digging up the ground, digging up the parking lot, and running wires to it.
Pole or something.
Yeah, and you can even
tree.
You can take your iPhone and you can stream your Bluetooth music to it. It's Bluetooth too, so you can stream whatever you want.
And this thing exists right now.
It exists, and we're showing it at Infocom. Okay. Or we showed it at Infocom, as you might say.
Right.
It exists, and we actually now have a high def video version that streams MPEG-4 video wirelessly as well. So this is good for, you know, college campuses and things like that, where there's higher concern lately due to tragic events for security and lockdown situations. So immediately people can put a security infrastructure up that has, you know, paging capability. So you can do live paging. You can stream to it directly. That'll interrupt the daily playback. So I was talking about two modes, and I got sidetracked. Sorry about that. But so the sure. Two modes are basically the, you know, where it's going through its daily routine and interacting maybe with the presence detector and things like that. Or you can also make announcements and broadcast to it live, or individual units within the network, or a whole group or a whole zone of them. So it's a pretty interesting thing.
Yeah. I'm definitely checking that out tomorrow or next week. Or if you're depending on when you're listening to this, maybe it was last month.
Right.
Broadcasting from the future or the past. Let me ask you this. Let's talk a little bit about the PowerSoft business model. Do you have direct dealers? Do you have distribution? Is it a mix of both? How does that work?
Yeah, in the rest of the world, we have distribution.
Okay.
In the U.S., we have dealers.
Okay.
And we have a rep network with dealers all over in every city and every state. So.
Okay, that was pretty straightforward.
Easy.
And if someone is interested about becoming a dealer, what's the best way to get in touch with someone at PowerSoft to inquire?
Yeah, you can go on our website and you will see if you're in the U.S., it'll direct you to PowerSoft, you know, USA, and there'll be an email that you can send to, and it will come to sales, and we all see it, and I'll either contact you directly myself, or it'll get filtered down to other people that will contact you, and we'll get it to the rep in your territory, and we'll see what your needs are, and be able to supply demos if needed, answer any questions, support you any way we can.
Let me ask you a little more about Deva, which is really piquing my interest. How did this thing, new technology invention, how did this new multiple gadget wireless everything come to be? Where did this? Yeah. It doesn't really sound like this is something like that you were anything near to what you were currently offering, and then all of a sudden, like, hey, let's just build this awesome thing that nobody's doing.
Yeah, Claudio is really an interesting guy because, and again, our company's called PowerSoft Advanced Technologies, and that's what piqued my interest about this company. Is it's not just those one rack space blue amplifiers.
Yeah,
he's really trying to advance the world as far as audio and stuff goes, and our vision really is like the creation of you know, technological innovation to push the market forward. And that's what we're going to keep doing. And people, that's why people are going to start to notice PowerSoft in the future.
Yeah. I mean, if David doesn't do it, I don't know what will.
Well, M-Force will certainly shake things up. Ta-da-da.
No, I completely agree with you. I'd like to learn more. And I like the idea that PowerSoft Advanced Technology. The advanced technology is definitely something that piqued my interest as well. And with these new technologies under that, we've just mentioned M-Force and Deva. It's definitely advanced is a good word there. And just, I always wonder, whenever I sit with the engineers of any technology company or designers or whoever, because it starts from a thought, or something piques an interest, and sometimes I get to sit with those people, normally, and we'll be chatting about whatever, and then one day, you know, someone will, you know, in some of my travels, and we'll talk about whatever it is, and someone will ask me, you know, I want to put a speaker in this, or whatever, and I'm kind of like, why? He's like, no, don't question it, we're going to do that. I'm like, okay. Yeah, let's do that, you know, and now I, you know, different manufacturers I've worked with have some interesting speakers that you wouldn't normally have. I'm like, that's different. You know, it's not your traditional, you know, just a big box, you know, or an in wall or an in ceiling. It's just something that someone had an idea. I'm like, you know what? That's going to be a speaker now. I'm like,
yeah,
it's not the norm. It's like, that's exactly why I did it, just to be, because I don't want to be the normal. I want something new. And with PowerSoft Advanced Technologies, it definitely sounds like Claudio is advancing the technology of audio beyond what's ever been, honestly. And not only that, the white paper that you mentioned, you know, where things can go. Yeah. It honestly sounds like that's just kind of like a roadmap to where it's going to go.
Yeah.
I'd like to learn more, and I'd like to get some of those demos, like you said, when you do kind of like an A/B comparison to our product, their product. What would be the best method for me or anyone else listening? You know, hey, I listened to the show, I'm interested. Would just be reaching out to a, you know, local distributor, or just reaching out to you since you are the head of US for that.
Yeah, again, you can reach out to me directly. I mean, I'll give you my email right now. It's KM, Kurt Metzler, at powersoftaudio.us. And I'd be happy to respond to you, you know, to any of the listeners that want to talk about arranging demos and things like that.
You said that was K as in Kurt, M as in Metzler.
Yes.
At PowerSoft, is it?
PowerSoft Audio.
Is it all one word or dash?
All one word.
Power Soft Audio, all one word.
.us.
.us. That is definitely the best way. Is there anything that we've left out that you feel like we should mention? Generally, or specifics?
there's a lot. We have, you know, some really, really great rack amplifier technologies that are new, and we'll be showing. You'll be seeing more and more of them coming out into the market shortly. Okay. We've shown them at Infocom, ZX series, and there's the Ultra Canales, which are 8-channel units with DSP and Dante, and that's they're pretty sophisticated and unique. X series is controllable. It's a controllable high power output. We've doubled what we already basically dominated in the power density world, where we had up to, you know, 20,000 watts in one rack space. Now we've got a two rack space amplifier that has 8 channels at 5,200 watts per channel. It's pretty crazy how much we can put in, and you know, wireless control with it from your iPad or any basically device that gets the internet can look and monitor these amplifiers. So we've got a lot of really sophisticated stuff that we'd like to talk about maybe another time. I don't know.
I'd love to have you back if you can manage the time. I'd love to have you back, and maybe it would be a more appropriate time, if you will, to talk about these technologies that maybe aren't ready to talk about yet.
Yeah. No, I mean, we can talk about them, but I don't want to take up all your time. I mean, I could spend an hour talking about, you know, the new X series amplifiers and the Otocanales. So
we should definitely do that. Maybe not right this second, but
right.
But yeah, I think that'd be a great idea. I'd love to have you back if you're game. I'd like to have you back, and if
absolutely
you ever have any other ideas and you want to just talk about audio technologies or the advancement of technologies coming from PowerSoft, because it honestly sounds like you guys are doing, oh, I don't know, on really awesome products that no one else is doing. I'm really interested, and I'm going to see it. I'm going to make sure I go out and see it. I'd like to learn more. So anytime you can share some of that inside info with me, I'd love to hear. I'd love to have you back on the show. Kurt, thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anyone listening, as I mentioned, you guys want to learn more, head over to powersoft.com. That is incorrect. It's actually powersoft-audio.com, and it'll redirect you to wherever you may be listening from. To my knowledge, I am on the U.S. side. So go to powersoft-audio.com, find your respective country, and from there you can find most of the things we just talked about, actually probably all of them. Now that we are broadcasting from the past and you are listening in the future, you will find these really cool things that I will be seeing in 1 week. So decipher that timeline. If people want to reach Kurt, we mentioned that already. You got KM@powersoftaudio.us is the best way. He's the U.S. Director of Sales at PowerSoft Advanced Technologies. As you've just heard, they definitely have some advancements in audio technology. If this is the last show that everyone ever hears of me, it's because this Terminator that they've created has killed me. So I just want to throw that out there. But it was probably cool. Worth seeing. Worth dying. I'm kind of like a klutz when it comes to anything. So the other day, this LED box got the best of me, so I don't know what this Terminator audio thing's going to do to me. But it's worth seeing. It might be a cool video on YouTube. Speaking of YouTube, if you're a social person like myself, check out some of the social accounts that PowerSoft has. If you head over to facebook.com/PowerSoft, that'll take you to their Facebook account. That's one of my favorites. I like Facebook. I say random things on there. You're welcome to check any ramblings I talk about there. Maybe you like Twitter. You only have 140 characters. You don't got time. You want to tweet out PowerSoft, go to twitter.com/PowerSoftAudio. But if you're on Twitter, you already know it's just as easy as @PowerSoft_audio. YouTube, this is where you can learn more. You can check out some of the videos they have, learn more about the software. And by the time you're listening to this, you might see this cool Deva, is it? Deva.
Deva
the Terminator, I'm going to call it. I'm guessing this is going to be up here pretty quick. So by the time you're hearing this, go to YouTube right now. It's youtube.com/user/PowerSoftAudio. Definitely look this thing up, because I might be in one of the videos. It might be killing me. I don't know. You're going to want to check that out. Lastly, if you are more of a business professional, head over to linkedin.com/company/PowerSoft. You could probably even connect with Kurt if he lets you, but maybe connect with them first before you just send a request. You can check out the company. They're there. If you want to email me, give me a heads up on my show, you want to be on the show, you want to give me feedback, good or bad, you're welcome. It's Johnny, JohnnyMota, 3, JohnnyMota3, @gmail.com. That's my personal email. Feel free to reach out. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you don't like. Let me know if you want to be on the show. Well, let's talk about technologies. I'm open for it. That's how you can reach me. Or if you're social, it's at jmoda3. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Google Plus. I'm on Tumblr. Everything else you can think of. Instagram. I'm out there. You can just Google me, assuming that I'm not dead after next week meeting Dava. This has been AV Insider. Kurt, thank you for your time. I definitely want to have you back. I'd love to learn more because it sounds like there's so much more that we're just not going to have time for today. And after I get to check out these other advanced technologies, I'm going to have a lot more questions.
Fantastic.
Thank you, everyone. This has been AV Insider. We will catch you on the next episode, assuming that Dava Terminator does not kill me.